In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. With Colorado's primary election now just 2 weeks away, voters have more options to cast their ballots starting today. Voter service and polling centers are opening across the state, offering help with registration, replacement ballots, and in-person voting. Ballot drop boxes remain the most popular way to vote and can be used up until 7 p.m. on Election Day, June 30th. The deadline to mail in your ballots is June 22nd. Denver's DA has responded to a congressional committee asking about so-called sanctuary policies. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Denver's district attorney, John Walsh, says his office follows all applicable federal, state, and local laws. This message was written in a statement to Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan and GOP Representatives Gabe Evans and Tom McClintock. Walsh wrote his office prosecutes all criminal violations and supports all victims of crime without regards to their immigration status. Instead, he pushed back, noting ICE's lack of cooperation with his office, including deporting defendants facing serious charges without being fully prosecuted, giving them a get-out-of-jail-free card. Congressional Republicans have been critical of Democratic jurisdictions, which they say have sanctuary policies. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The federal government says military bases around Colorado Springs should receive higher priority for conservation funding. The Pikes Peak region was announced as a so-called Sentinel Landscape last week. That designation means money could come easier for efforts like wildfire mitigation or conservation easements near any of the five area military installations. Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News.